In France, the burkini continues to be caught up in controversy. Burkini is shorthand for the all-body swimsuit that some Muslim women wear at beaches for modesty. It's all tied up in France's secular sense of identity and growing fears about Muslim immigrants. Germany is struggling with some of the same issues. Over the past year or so, it's been trying to integrate more than a million asylum seekers from the Middle East, and some of the tension is playing out at swimming pools. Daniel Estrin has a story from Berlin.
One of Berlin's largest pools on Columbiadamm Street is near two refugee housing centers, which means that new arrivals from places like Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and longtime Berlin residents all swim here together. Before the start of swimming season this summer, social worker Hartmut Kurzals was bracing for trouble with the refugee swimmers.
They don't know how to behave. Most of them know, but some of them don't know.
Kurzals helps run Bleib Cool am Pool, Staying Cool at the Pool. It's a group of conflict mediators, many from immigrant backgrounds, who patrol the pool. This summer, the group has been trying to help refugees learn about German pool culture. Rule number one, don't touch the women.
If they see a young woman lying only with a bikini, so they think, yeah, maybe I can attract her.
Germans have been concerned about sexual assault by asylum seekers since a notorious incident on New Year's Eve in the city of Cologne, when hundreds of cases of harassment were reported. At least two men have since been convicted. One German town banned adult male migrants from its public swimming pool this winter. But it's not just about gender. All newcomers are being asked to adopt German hygiene standards, says Arne Freudenberg of Staying Cool at the Pool.
Just to explain the rules could be sometimes very difficult. Just to say, yeah, at first, if you want to go inside a pool, you have to clean yourself. And they just said, what do you want from me? They didn't even understand that at first they have to have a shower.
Na, am meisten sind die halt bei dem Becken, weil es ein Kinderbecken ist. Das Wasser ist halt nur ganz...
Nurjan Jevelik is one of the conflict mediators. She's of Turkish background. She says it's a problem when Muslim mothers wear long clothing at the pool. You'll have women who will come and hold their kids at the edge of the pool, and their cloth dips into the water, she says. You can only imagine how unhygienic that is. Unlike in France, burkinis are encouraged for Muslim women in Germany, since they're made out of swimming suit material and therefore considered hygienic. Here's another dilemma with refugees at the pool. Many don't know how to swim. Nurjan says she recently saved a 14-year-old Afghani refugee boy from drowning.
Wenn wir zu denen sagen, ihr dürft nicht in diesem Becken reingehen.
They're 13, 14, 15 years old, she says. They don't like to be told they can't swim. German pools have been trying to teach refugees how to act at pools in the most German way they can. Friendly cartoon instructions posted on pool walls and handed out at refugee centers. The most important thing, says Kurzals, is to make newcomers understand that in Germany, there are rules and no exceptions.
I think one German line is, if you say no, it means no.
German swimming pools are a metaphor for Germany and for the challenge of integrating newcomers. Germany is one big swimming pool. Syrian refugee Jaber Zahar el-Din says he thinks German efforts to teach his fellow refugees swimming etiquette is a very good idea. He says he's seen a lot of dangerous pool jumping, including by fellow Syrians. The Syrians don't keep the rules, he says. They just want to jump anywhere. And this attitude plays a part in the statistics. In the last couple years, there have been reported cases of refugees drowning in Germany. Also, Zahar el-Din says Syrians need to learn to respect German body culture. If Arabs see a woman wearing a bikini, they have to accept it. And Germans who see a woman with a hijab have to accept it as well. When I met the German pool mediators at the beginning of the summer, they had concerns about major culture clashes at the pool. Now swimming season is nearly over, and Freudenberg says it's been quiet. The main thing people at the pool have complained about, he says, are lost property and insect bites. And there's been a lot of mutual respect. A 22-year-old girl in a bikini who gave her name as Leticia said she doesn't mind seeing burkinis.
I think it's like the culture of the country, so I respect that. Don't judge people.
For all the fear about sexual harassment by the pool, only a handful of incidents has been reported this summer. But still, this pool and others employ tough-looking security guards in black uniforms. The guards are Middle Eastern themselves to help keep Middle Eastern refugees in line. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.